Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and I know exactly what you're thinking. Boy, does it feel like a Friday. It does. It just has that feel. Many of us are going to be off 2 days in a row. Tomorrow, Independence Day, and then Friday, which is not Independence Day. And then a couple of days on the weekend, also not Independence Day, but those 3 days that were off brought to us by Independence Day. I love what this represents. It is such a great reminder of true American exceptionalism. I want you to think about it. Seriously, think about it. You got grilling, I know, hot dogs and hamburgers and tomahawk steaks and whatever you're doing. It's fantastic. I want you to enjoy it. But remember what has gone into this, and remember the motivation. Remember the motivation. This is about heroes way back when, saying, you know, we're not interested in being the subjects of the royals. That's not us. And thank God we've stayed on track. Now, I continue to say that the man who absolutely positively deserves to lose to Donald Trump is Joe Biden. So I am urging Joe Biden to remain in the race. And again, on social media, hashtag run Joe run. Mike Dickinson joins us every Wednesday afternoon. He is the best of the best when it comes to being a real reporter. He is a citizen journalist like nobody's business. And I'm just always happy when he's here. Mike, thanks for being here, man.
Anytime for you. Happy day before July 4th.
July the 3rd. Yeah, that's what it is.
July the 3rd.
All right. Now, you have been focused, I know, on some of, well, I was going to say the prosecution. I guess it's a lack of prosecution, right? That's resulting in even more criminal activity in the city of Richmond.
That's right. You know, LeVar Stoney, what a delusional clown. I mean, I don't know. We all talk about the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. But LeVar Stoney's got something wrong with him, too. For him to think that he's got, you know, something good, he's done anything good, something's wrong with him. So as he likes to frequently say on his social media, as lieutenant governor, he wants to focus on removing gun violence and causing decreasing guns in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that conflicts with everything that's done in the city of Richmond. So
right.
We have this terrible Commonwealth attorney in Richmond, Colette McEachin, and she refuses to hold people accountable for their crime, and it always comes back on them. About 3 weeks ago, we had a carjacking and murder over near Bird Park in Richmond. Very nice neighborhood. A man was carjacked, robbed, shot, and killed right over there.
Okay.
They arrested the guy that did it, 25-year-old Daquan Brown. They arrested him a couple of days ago and charged him with murder. But
this guy is not
unknown to Richmond. Daquan Brown, 2017, he was arrested in Richmond City, charged with having gun possession on school grounds. Of course, Colette McEachin, no pros. We're not going to prosecute that. 2023, possession of gun by a felon, he was arrested for. Of course, Colette McEachin, we're not going to prosecute that. It even rolls over into Henrico County because Shannon Taylor had a chance to get to put this guy away several times also, and she could never do it. She never did anything with him either. So this guy's 25. He's been a constant criminal since he's been 18 years old. Constant. I mean, he was a felon the year he turned 18, and constantly charged with felonies and constantly been dropped by Shannon Taylor, who wants to be attorney general, and by Colette McEachin. So when LeVar Stoney sits there and says, we want to, you know, gun violence is important, well, why don't you tell your Democratic prosecutors to do their jobs and put the criminals behind bars?
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't take seven or eight felony arrests in Richmond or Henrico for someone to get the for someone to be sent to jail for quite some time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's amazing to me. And Mike, maybe you have figured it out, because I tell you, I haven't. If you're one of these left-wing prosecutors who has decided, well, I hate cops, I love criminals, and I'm going to do everything for the criminals, and I'm going to abuse the police officers that are out there, do they not understand that at some point those criminals are breaking into their homes, that those criminals are stealing their cars, those criminals are attacking their family? Heck, those criminals are attacking them. Don't they get it?
You would think so, but of course, you know, most of these liberal prosecutors, they don't live in the areas of the city that are affected by crime the most. Yeah. They live somewhere on the fringes in high society or in some rich neighborhood, and they don't live where their lack of enforcing the law hits them hardest the most. That's and it's right. just so comical because, you know, the Democrats make themselves to be out heroes of African Americans. They want to be the heroes of African Americans. Well, who is making the neighborhoods African Americans live in the most dangerous? Colette mm-hmm. McEachin and Shannon Taylor, because right. they have caused crime there. I mean, if you look at it in Richmond City, the East End is predominantly African American, and yep. crime is skyrocketing there because of Colette McEachin and Shannon Taylor. They're the ones that are responsible for making their neighborhoods not safe.
That's right. That's right. Now, I have to ask again. So how can we fix it if we don't live in those areas and the people who do live in those areas continue to vote for people who are, frankly, operating against their own best interest? It just seems almost unfixable.
We need to keep shining the light on this, Jeff, because in the mainstream legacy media, they report, oh, somebody got arrested for this murder near Burke Park, but they don't tell you the backstory of, hey, this guy's been arrested 7 times and they've let him go every time. They don't tell you that part because that part is more outrageous. That part is what will make anybody get mad, but they don't tell you that part because they don't want you to know. They want you to think, oh, you know, we rearrested the killer and the crime statistics are great because we're going to solve this crime. Well, he's committed 7 others before he got to this one, and nothing happened to him then.
That's right.
You know, he keeps coming through like a washing machine.
I'll tell you what, Mike, the other part of this, you mentioned they're saying, well, look, crime is down, crime is down. Yeah, the manner in which crime is reported to the FBI was changed, and changed specifically, so it appears as if crime is not happening, because crime is simply put not being reported. And, you know, if you want to have zero crime, do away with all the laws, right? Then nobody's breaking the law, therefore there's no crime.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly. You know, the liberals changed how crime is reported and how crime is tallied. And at this point, I think America saw it last week on that Joe Biden debate. Mm-hmm. You cannot trust any word that the Democrats say because they've proven on national TV that they will lie
yep,
to achieve
yep.
their goal. They'll sit there and say, this man is perfectly fine. It was funny, but before the debate, they're all like, he's going to go out there, he's going to show Donald Trump he's perfectly fine. And then he went out there, fell flat on his face, and then they're all like, well, it's just one day. It's not a big deal. It's not a big, you know, but they've proven they'll lie.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. The very same people who are outraged, these pearl-clutching left-wing legacy news media hacks, are the very same people who for the last 4 years have been covering up for this guy. Oh, I saw him behind the scenes, man. He's juggling, you know, 6 chainsaws at once and doing trigonometry. And, you know, it's just amazing what he does behind the scenes. And then they're like, oh, wow, I had no idea. Gosh, there's gambling in this casino, Michael.
Yes, and that, you know, the Democrats, they lie, and they'll mistruth everything. They don't tell the truth about themselves or anything they do. I mean, you know, LeVar Stoney sitting there tweeting online, you know, mm-hmm. taking shots at President Trump, saying no one is above the law, and it's terrible. President Trump is not above the law. Well, how does LeVar Stoney explain that, you know, in 2005, he cut a bunch of tires, allegedly, and then got away with it when his friends got convicted, but LeVar skated free.
Yeah.
You know, why isn't LeVar Stoney in jail? Why is he above the law? He cut tires on get out the vote vans. I mean, yeah. That's pretty low crime. That's a pretty low blow.
Yeah, that's pretty clear. Wasn't there one of Tiny Tim Kaine's spawn did something, right?
Woody.
Yeah.
Woody Kaine, you know, he's another, you know, Tim Kaine's another guy on social media. It's always taking shots at President Trump. And yet his son was in an Antifa incident in the Minnesota State Capitol when Trump was speaking there. His son, Woody, mm-hmm. Woody Kaine went in there with a bunch of Antifa and set off smoke bombs and then, of course, resisted arrest from the police.
Yep.
But Tim Kaine won't talk about that because, you know, in Tim Kaine's world, everything that the left does, oh, Antifa, they're okay, they're misunderstood, they're okay. But yet, if you're a Donald Trump or a conservative, go to jail. You will be held accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just outrageous. Let me ask you about President Trump. Obviously, Mike, you saw the debate last Thursday, as we all did. We didn't get a chance to talk after that. I'm just curious to know, what was your gut check reaction to all of that?
I thought that President Trump, it was a new version of Trump because you could tell that he saw Joe Biden was falling in on himself. So
yeah.
Trump kind of held back a little bit. You know, if your enemy is going to jump off the cliff, you go in and say, go for it. You know, keep on talking, go for it.
Yeah,
I don't have to do any work because you're going to do all the work yourself. And Trump got out of Biden's way and let Biden hang himself.
Yeah, and I think, as you point out, Trump also got out of Trump's way, right? I mean, so
your
opponent is doing something to inflict injuries. You just stand back and go, I think you missed a spot. But go ahead. No. You're all good.
I think the worst thing that when Biden was rambling on about the Border Patrol, like the Border Patrol and blah, 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 something about socks, and then Trump hit him with that, well, I don't understand what Joe Biden said. I don't think he understands either. I think that was a very nice way of saying, hey, this man's got mental issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was priceless. And you listen, they each had a couple of lines they knew they wanted to deliver. The difference was Donald Trump delivered his exactly when he needed to, and they hit the mark. It's just amazing. Hey, are you going to be doing any Trump trains, you think, leading up to the big election in November this time?
Yes, we're working on some very big ones for this fall. We're going to strike when the iron's hot.
Okay.
Probably in August, September, October, we're going to get some going then. That's when it seems like we always have big turnout, and I promise they'll be big as before. We're going to do some very special things.
Great. Well, you know, I want in. I want in.
Yes. Well, you'll be the first one who knows.
All right. And don't forget, we're all gathering at the Waffle House. Apparently, that's where presidential campaigns are salvaged. So we'll see you there. Mike, remind everybody about your social media handles, please.
I'm on X at MikeD4RVA, and, you know, tomorrow's July 4th, and it's all of our great heroes, so many of them from Virginia. Patrick Henry, who gave the ultimate speech, give me liberty or give me death, right there in Richmond.
Yep.
George Washington, these are all people who were average people who stood up and fought against the king and told the king to shove it. They weren't going to be subjects.
Right.
And it's important that we think that, you know, we have to be something big to fight. And it does. Our founders were normal people just like us who all rose up and fought. They risked everything for
That's
us.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Mike, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson. He joins us every Wednesday afternoon doing great reporting that, I got to tell you, a lot of the legacy news media feed people are just not interested in. And that's sad. It really is sad. Now, on the crime front, you've got, obviously, our crime insider, John Burkett, over at CBS 6, who does amazing work, absolutely amazing work. But I look at some of the other outlets, and I don't know that anybody's covering crime like that. I don't see it. I really don't. I see John doing it, and he does such a stellar job. Maybe he's just scared everybody else off. I guess that's possible. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.